Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But after the game, you know, the quarterbacks, you know, you guys do, Clint, go in there, shake the other quarterback's hand. And, you know, if usually it's quick. Sometimes if guys know each other, it's quick. Sometimes it's disrespectful, like Patrick Mahomes did to Josh Allen last year when – he went up to Josh Allen and just started giving his complaints to Josh Allen about the call that was made on Kadarius Toney. Like, Josh Allen gave a damn about hearing that right then and there. I just want to shake your hand and move on. Your ass lost. But in this case, C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams met, and C.J. Stroud had a few words for Caleb. And people have reacted to it. Here is what happened after the game as those two met in the middle.
Good job out there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Hey, keep going. Stop taking those hits.
Yeah, I know, right?
Learn from learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're gonna be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
All right, he pulled him back in. Hey, come here. Come here. Stop taking them hits. Come
God
here.
Bless, brother.
It's in you. Came in there, gave him that and I saw somebody say this a report, man, this is really cool. C.J. Stroud told Caleb Williams after Sunday's game, stop taking so many hits. And before Williams left, he pulled it back into giving more advice and encouragement. Good guy that C.J. Stroud is. How you feel about that? I've heard a lot of people go a lot of different ways. How'd you feel about that?
I think it's out of pocket. I would not have received
for
CJ. I would not have received it well.
Wow, dude!
You put yourself in the situation
when I
of
first
Caleb.
When I first heard it. My immediate response is, man, you ain't Tom Brady. I know you've been spending a lot of time around Tom Brady, but you're not Tom Brady yet. You know, those types of moments are really cool when it's an all time great. A guy that has gone out and achieved things that you hope to achieve one day. And I know a lot of people will point to it was a great rookie year by C.J. Stroud. And it was obviously he was rookie of the year. And I'm sure maybe Caleb would like to do that. I don't think it's on his radar. But I just don't think in any way, shape, or form that C.J.'s done enough in this league to all of a sudden to other young quarterbacks start talking about, hey, come here, man. And doing the whole, you're going to be all right, it's in you, like uplifting and encouraging like you do to young players. I understand where the video is somewhat interesting as well. It doesn't seem like Caleb Williams is real interested in it. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a, boy, CJ's a great guy or CJ's a bad guy for it. I just think it's premature and a little early for CJ Stroud to be given that kind of encouragement to peers that are his age.
That certainly seemed the way that Caleb took it.
Yeah, the thing with Caleb is, and I think it's more of an awareness deal with CJ too, is Caleb just went through probably the worst football game he's ever been a part of. I mean,
you talk about physically demanding, how much he got
he
hit.
He is physically exhausted. And he doesn't, there's no way in way, shape, or form, there's no chance in hell that he looks, quote unquote, looks up to C.J. Stroud as any kind of mentor or any kind of let me follow in your footsteps type of way. If that were Aaron Rodgers, if that were Tom Brady, if that were, when Cam Newton was playing, he's got that kind of presence. An older player that you looked up to and that can grab your attention no matter what you just went through, cool. But a guy that's your age that's got 1 year of track record in the NFL, like I just think it's a little bit premature for CJ to feel the need to go out and hand out a bunch of motivation and inspiration and immediately following the game. Yeah, I'm not a fan. My immediate thought was, come on, man, you ain't Tom Brady, bro.
That was your immediate thought.
Immediately. That was my immediate thought. Yes, sir.
Text line coming in. CJ was motivating him? How was he out of pocket?
Let's see.
Apparently, they have been friends since junior high, which may lead to a different take. I don't know. It's just an awareness of situation. Like, I think CJ meant well by that.
Oh yeah, no, I think his intentions were good. Yeah, I don't think he's a bad guy because of what he did. I think it's out of pocket. It's premature. Yeah,
just like, hey, you saw, like, you could, for me, I could see the look in Caleb's face. He looked like he wanted to get the hell up out of
there. Yeah.
Like, it looked like he was ready to get his ass, and what I really want to do is take my helmet and walk my ass up this tunnel right now. But I know what I have to do, and I got to go and shake hands. And stop taking over. It's the pull back in. Hey, come back. Come here to me, man. Get in here so I can. That's where the element of where you're talking about Brady and you know, Aaron Rodgers or somebody talking to you comes.
Well, I mean, because here's the problem with it is one, you think I want to take those hits? Do you think I wanted to go out there and just get the hell beat out of me? Caleb, clearly, there's an extremely frustrating aspect of what I just went through.
Caleb probably said you could stand atop taking some yourself.
I don't need somebody to tell me to stop taking hits. I totally understand that. And then the other little bit of a pep talk, you're in a very indirect way. You are insinuating that I'm doubting myself, that I have doubt in myself, that I don't believe it's in there, and whatever CJ Stroud, like, I don't need you to tell me, I don't need one of my peers that are my age to tell me that I need to have confidence in myself and keep working and everything's going to be okay. Like, I don't need that. Not from a guy that hasn't done any more than me, right? So I don't know. I didn't, I think it's a little premature for CJ to be handing out that kind of advice.